Dream Ritual has been a band for 5 years. In that time, they've released 2 studio EPs. This year, they have an 8-song album out that differs quite a bit from their previous 2 offerings. I sat down with the band to explore their musical journey to this new sound. As guitarist and vocalist Jason Nunn explains, Dream Ritual had an idea in the beginning of what the band wanted to sound like, particularly a heavy 90s alternative sound.
As we've written more and played more shows, we've kind of not like boxed ourselves in so hard. But now it's kind of like anything goes.
Trips Around the Sun was recorded in downtown Springfield at No Coast Recording with producer Adam Scholler. It was the first time the band took their time, not knocking out an entire recording project in one day. Bass player Dakota Caldwell recalls how this was a game changer for the band.
Having the time just to be able to try new things and see how they sound is a luxury that we appreciate a lot.
The No Coast studio gave Dream Ritual the chance to experiment with new sounds and even new people from time to time. Here's guitarist Ethan Hollingshead along with Jason Nunn and drummer Blake Mixon.
The funniest part about it is since it's kind of like the downtown location, there's always like random walkers around in the middle of us recordings.
Yeah.
Some guy came in and was like, y'all jamming? Yeah, just walked right in.
Yeah, and Adam thought we knew him, and we thought that Adam knew them. And so he was looking at us and I was looking at him like, you're just going to let these guys come into our session? And he's looking at us like, you're just going to let these guys come into this?
And it was just me at the time also. There were no guitars happening that this bystander could hear.
Yeah,
it was just a drum set in a big open room. And he decided that, yeah, I should join them and see what they're doing.
Yeah. He was talking to his buddy. Hey, they're jamming in here, bud.
Yeah.
Random walk-ins aside, Dream Ritual knew they were on the right path to the new sound they were looking for. Blake Mixon says they had a discussion as a band before the recording session started.
If we're going to put out, you know, a full length on our own, let's do it right.
So
I think we all kind of took that mentality into the session. Not to speak for everyone, but...
No.
Wow, dude.
And that's how I felt.
Yeah, not to get too mushy about it, but it's like it is a very good representation of what we've all accomplished together as a group.
With the new sound also came a new style of lyrics. An example of this is apparent in the song Trips Around the Sun, Part 1. The band went to Joshua Tree National Park in California for Nunn's bachelor party. They noticed signs around the park alerting them to 2 missing hikers. 6 months later, the band learned they had been found dead. One had fallen into a ravine and broken her leg. Unable to get her out, her hiking companion shot her and then shot himself after spending several days without food or water. This tragedy inspired Nunn to write the song.
I had never really like written lyrics that way before. It was always kind of just like my own experiences or whatever. And so this record is really kind of the first time that I've taken some inspiration from outside things that didn't directly happen to me.
With time for experimentation and the right inspiration, Dream Ritual's new album is reflective of the band growing up.
I'm really pleased with the way it turned out because, yeah, I mean, it still sounds like us to me, but it feels like we've kind of figured out like, okay, like we can use all these other things that we really like and still sound like us.
Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.